Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the ease? Showing away the clouds? Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the ease?
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's a little Steve the Dan bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customers, ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Blasingame here with our good friend Ken Tensert. Ken is the CEO of SpiderWorks, Inc., author of Cause of Disturbance and The 90% Rule. Ken, thanks again for being here. You got a website?
Causeofdisturbance.com.
All right, so check that out. We're talking about what it takes to make it, folks, especially in a small business. Ken wrote an article about this. And first thing we talked about was keep the lights on, how to make sure that you realize that maybe surviving, maybe that just means you make it another hour. If you make it another hour, then maybe you can make it 2 hours. But hold on to that last little heartbeat, right, Ken?
Well, absolutely. And that's, you know, when we left for the break, we talked about, you know, I think perseverance being the number one thing that we
right.
need as entrepreneurs. I think audacity, I think, you know, the ability to believe in ourselves, because, you know,
that's it.
A lot of people won't believe in us, and we really have to get up in the morning and believe that we are good enough to make this work.
You know, somebody asked me, I was on television a while back, and one, the host said, what do you think is the main thing that entrepreneurs have to be able to do? And I said they have to believe in themselves. Because there will be times when your capital will let you down, your products will let you down, your customers will let you down, the marketplace will let you down, the economy will let you down, the government will let you down, your partners will let you down. If you don't, there will be times, Ken, and you know this, where if you don't believe in yourself, you're all that you got.
Well, definitely, and you know, that leads to my third one is humility.
Yeah,
you know, when everything seems down on you, and you've done well in your life, or you've excelled at things, it's okay that you're going to have some bad days or some bad stretches, and
mm-hmm.
some people may not believe in you, and a little bit of humility thrown in helps you get up in the morning and get through.
Well, that's where, and that's part of just showing up, because if you know, I've always said that if it's okay to laugh at you, I mean that you've got to learn how to laugh at yourself, and the humility will help with that. But this thing about just showing up is another part of your article, Ken. You know, if you're the kind of person that when you have a bad day, when you go home, the next day you're not going to want to go back to work. You're going to want to stay home and not go back to your office. Then you don't need to be a small business owner. You're not cut out for it. Nothing wrong with you, but you've got to come back every morning, no matter what happened the day before, don't you?
Oh yeah, you got to come back.
Every
you got to come back
every
swinging.
Morning.
Every morning, you got to come back swinging. And you know, one of the other points that I say is that, you know, when we get so bogged down in day to day, and you know, especially when things might not be going the way we want, we tend to cut off somewhat from the outside world and get too focused on our
mm-hmm.
fires. And that's actually when I tell people to get out of the office more and get to, whether it's conferences, industry events, dinners, meet new people, get new perspectives, because that's where you're going to get your fresh ideas from, and that's where you're going to, you know, borrow somebody else's energy if you need to for a while.
Well, the last thing in the world, though, and I've seen this, you have too, Ken, when people are having a hard time, they find ways to not be in their business. And the people that I know, and the way I've been, is I was afraid to leave my business. I mean, I knew a guy one time who was, he was on life support. He'd stay at work to 7 or 8 o'clock, just on the happenstance that some customer might call late, and he'd miss it if he wasn't there. And I, you know, we've all done that. If you're gonna, because that's what happens, isn't it, Ken? You know, I say, Ken, that opportunity doesn't know you had a bad day. You know, when it knocks, it doesn't want to hear about all that. It just wants to, you know, it just shows up. And if you're not there to receive it, then you're not gonna be able to make it. And that's what happens.
Oh yeah, that's right, and that's why, you know, to your point of 7, 8 at night. I mean, you know, opportunity might be knocking at an event near you in a group of people. It's certainly not in your computer screen.
Every time we have, over the years, we've gone to a lot of events, a lot of trade groups. We've been exhibitors. We've been just asked to show up or whatever. And almost every time I'd say, oh, I'm tired. I don't feel like going to that one. And you know what? In every case, without exception, something happened at that event that was momentous for us.
Well, people energize you. I mean, it can be an actual, you know, sale or prospect, but it can just be the energy of a new perspective. It can be a speaker that you heard that says something. You know, it just you can't stop learning.
Well, what you're saying is part of showing up is also getting outside your four walls.
Oh, definitely.
But doing it strategically, don't just abandon the place.
No. And I'm looking at nighttime things. I'm looking at dinners. I'm looking at, things like business over breakfast, which go from 7:30 to 9, and a lot of, event planners will put on those type of things. So do a little learning. You're back in the office by 9 in the morning, or you leave at 5:30 and you go for a dinner. So.
And, you know, when I was having my toughest times, the people around me did not know it, had no idea, because I acted like there was nothing going on.
And that's a good way to be. I mean, it shows fortitude and it shows strength. And that's probably the toughest thing. If you start showing the cracks or the pressure, it can be self fulfilling.
Now start talking about you if you don't show up, but if you show up, they won't. Hey Ken, give us the website again.
CauseOfDisturbance.com.
Okay, that's also the title of one of his books. We'll come back. We're going to talk about diamonds, ladies. I know you think diamonds are a lady's best friend. Well. Small business owners are diamonds. We're going to talk about that after these messages. Tin Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.